Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey guys, we're still here.
We're still here.
I feel like we've been missing and...
We've missed you.
We've had a total of like 3 comments on Instagram missing our presence.
What's up?
Which is like 3 more than I thought, so...
Yeah, so thank you, everyone.
Yeah, so... Okay, so we're just kind of doing a quick check-in because honestly, we are recording things for season 2. We want to have like a bank of them so you don't like have 5 episodes and then nothing for a while. We want to make sure
that be a drag.
It would be such a drag. We want to make sure that you can keep following us and keep watching the show. So, but we did have some cool stuff. So as you probably heard, if you went back and listened to episodes, we have an intro song.
I hope you went back and you were just re-listening to everything, just like over and over.
Yeah,
again.
Well, some people like take a while to catch up. So, shout out to my dear friend, Eric Lanoux.
Thank you, Eric.
Who I've known since I think we went to kindergarten together.
Wow.
Yeah, so he is an amazing musician, teacher. He plays like literally any instrument ever. And he does. And we kind of came to him and we wanted something that reflected the old like Grays intro, which
I suggested to Abby that I just do the music. She shot me that.
We auditioned and it was beautiful. It was just not.
We had to say no.
Yeah, we had to say no. So what's
going to be a no for me, dog?
It's going to be like. Say that again.
It's going to be a no for me,
That's
dog.
That's Randy. What's his last name?
I don't know, but from American Idol.
It's going to be a no for me, dog. Can you imagine if that was how you were shot down from your musical career?
Yeah, that's how I was. Abby said that to me.
I put on my sunglasses and I said, it's going to be a no, dog.
It's going to be a no, dog.
Oh my God, that is too good. So Eric, I basically like sent him the theme song and I was like, hi, I don't want to get in trouble for copyright. We like this vibe. Have fun. And either A, I'm like not picky and hadn't, or B, I don't know what's good music, but I was just like, yeah, that sounds great.
No. You get 2 things that are super negative, or like, see, it was really good.
I forgot to give the 3rd choice. It was really good. I also had no critiques, but okay. I think Bree brought up a great point. When she first heard it, we called each other because there was 2 versions. And I remember you saying to me that you feel like it's kind of like you should be sipping a martini glass.
Yeah.
And just like hanging out.
Yep.
Do you still feel that way?
I do. Well, from the one version that we ended up choosing.
Right.
Yeah. Which feels like really classy. And I feel like we're classy broads. I swear like a sailor.
And I feel like when people listen to it, like at first you're like, okay, this is whatever. And then it hits like the 15 second mark and it like, boom, it like jumps in.
Yeah.
And my favorite part personally, which we're going to play it in a second in full so that you can hear it. But my favorite part is the end when it's like, bam, bam.
Yeah. You say that every time.
It's my favorite. It just makes me feel very official.
Yeah.
So if you're listening now, thank you for putting up with my very loud, extremely annoying 1 minute long intro. Like that's very long and it was just my voice. So I appreciate you waiting until this.
Yeah. And thank you, Eric, for taking the time to create such beautiful music. And honestly, we're extremely grateful and it sounds really cool.
Makes us sound way more efficient.
Yeah, it does.
So we'd love to hear what you think about the music. Let us know. We're not going to change it because of your critiques. So don't tell us.
Just let us know.
Yeah, let us know how much you love it. And just thanks for sticking with us. Do you have any fun facts or anything you want to share with people, like what you've been up to?
Well, I thought we were going to talk a little bit about...
Oh, shit.
Teddy.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to... Spoiler alert. So, if you've been watching any, like, news, they've been showing that the actress who plays Teddy Altman... That was
my favorite character.
Yeah, she was wonderful. Is going to come back.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. So, I know, like, I think in that last... The finale, Amelia was saying that she spoke to Teddy, and it is...
Yep.
Megan, the sister. So, I know. So, Amelia and Teddy have been speaking, which they've never spoken before.
Crazy.
And I have a feeling that Teddy's going to be on maybe, like, the first few episodes.
Maybe two.
And then she's going to drop off. But either way, I'm, like, so excited to see her because she was, amazing.
She was so good.
And she, my favorite part about her was when she was married to that patient.
Oh.
He's Scott Foley in real life. He plays, he's on Scandal.
What was his name in Grace?
Oh, Schneckies. I don't know, but he played her husband, and he ended up dying, and it was horrifying.
Yeah, it was terrible.
That really hurt me. He was like a hotter Denny Duquette.
Yeah.
And so he's on Scandal now, and I honestly, like him so much because I'm thinking of him as the character he played on Grey's. Like, I don't think of him as this character on Scandal. I'm like, oh, that's so
insane. Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, so it's going to be great to see Teddy. Do you have any predictions for what you think might happen with her?
Do you think anything is going to happen with Teddy and Owen?
I don't think so because I feel like Owen and Christina are more recent. Like, Teddy was before Christina.
Yeah, but Christina is not coming back to the show. Like, there's no way that she is.
Right.
So, I know. She's my favorite.
Why won't she do, like, one episode?
I don't know. I can't talk about
it. It would make the fans so happy. But yeah,
I don't know. Maybe.
I think maybe they'll have a connection, but I don't think it'll be threatening to Amelia.
I hope it is. I hate Amelia.
You do?
Yeah.
You hate Owen also. Why can't you just be happy?
No, I don't hate Owen. I hate Amelia and Owen, and I do hate Owen. I don't like Owen.
I know.
I want him to be with Christina.
I know, to go to Zurich or
whatever. Yeah, and I want him to just kind of calm down and stop all the time, you know?
Right, I know. So I just hope she looks babely as ever and she's happy.
She will be.
And just she's supportive.
Yeah.
And just the cool girl that everyone likes.
Yep.
I'm really concerned about Megan though.
Yeah, I think it's really gonna mess up Owen. And what do we think is going to happen with Meredith and...
I've been thinking a lot about it.
Yeah.
I honestly... They can't repeat the storyline of Derek where,
No.
It's this... But I do think it's going to be a while before... what's his face? Oh, my God. I'm a terrible fan.
No, I can't remember.
Riggs.
Yeah.
Before Nathan Riggs.
Yeah.
Before he chooses who he's going to be with. I think he's going
to
go...
I don't think Megan is going to be in a mental state to, be with Nathan.
No, it's been how long? 5, 10 years?
Yeah, I think, wasn't she a prisoner of war? I don't think it's going to be happy meeting. So, maybe...
I think...
Then we'll, open a, storyline for him to still be with Meredith.
Right. I agree. Because I feel like they built up for 2 seasons now.
Yeah.
Him and Meredith. It'd be really, harsh to be... Oh, just kidding.
But would it be really harsh for him to just,
leave
say
Megan?
Goodbye to his love, who,
right.
She is in a bad space, and she was a prisoner of war, but, she's alive.
Right.
Do you walk away?
You know.
I don't know the answer.
Maybe Shonda takes this as the time to, write a female character who doesn't need a man, Meredith, in the sense. She's strong. You know what I mean? It's not...
But I feel like she's kind of inviting that for Meredith.
But maybe it's Meredith isn't right away, depressed about this. Maybe she's, okay because she understands.
Okay.
And it's a little bit of that. But then, obviously, Megan is I don't know you anymore, Riggs. And then him and Meredith get together. I hope him and Meredith end together. I feel like I feel like they both have been through struggles, which now that is different, their struggles. But I feel like he made her loosen up a little bit, and
I wanted her to be with a really, really cute guy she slept with.
Okay, well, there's still time. The other surgeon at the other hospital.
Yeah, well, the one that, she kicked out of her bed.
There's still, that could stay fries together.
Yeah.
That could still happen.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I
forgot.
He
was real cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He also looked like a small intern boy.
But he was cute.
But roles reverse. She could be the Derek in this situation and be the old,
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she could be.
Yeah, so anyways, good predictions.
Things things might happen. But I think now, do you want to play the...
Yeah, I should have done that before.
Well, no, that's fine. I think we're going to play...
We're going to play the song and just end with that.
Yeah.
We're not going to...
The whole song.
The whole song. It's like a minute and 12 seconds long.
Please listen to it. It's really cool.
Yeah.
And like, support our friend Eric.
Yeah.
By not turning off the podcast and listening to the whole thing.
Yeah, so listen to it, and we'll be back soon with season two.
Yeah, we're coming soon.
We're not going to name a date, but we're coming soon. We just recorded one later, so.
Yeah.
It's going well. We love you so much.
We miss you.
We
and
miss
thanks
you.
For your support.
And thanks for your support. And this, ooh, our first time of death this time. You, why don't you call it?
Okay.
Oh, wait. Well, should we even
Is
call
it,
or should we play the song? Let's just play the song and have this be weird.
No time of death?
Okay, we're going to play the song, and then we're going to call time of death. So here we go. Here's the song. So that was our song.
Thanks for listening. Time of Death 2201.
Beep. That's a horrible note.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.